Do you have your beer?
Yes, I have a beer.
And are you back on the microphone?
Yes, I'm back on the microphone. That's why you can hear me.
Can we get fucking started?
Oh, for the love of... You know, just play the song.
Here we go.
Hey, hey, everything's great. And my guest is Richard Spade.
Hi, everybody. It's Rob Benedict. And welcome to Dealing with Richard Spade. I mean, living with Spade.
You're not living with me. God.
And my guest is Richard Spade. Here he is. Promise me to ask me to do the podcast at 7 instead of 6. Then call me and said he's ready at 5:30. And then when I said I'm ready to go, he said, oh, wait.
It's a crapshoot. I want to tell you what I walked into. So I went down to support. We wouldn't be on the air if it weren't for the complete lack of support from Silver Lake Wine.
That's true.
But it doesn't matter that they're not throwing money at us because we throw money at them, and that's what matters.
And they don't care.
They don't care. They're flush with cash. Nobody's making more money during lockdown than Silver Lake Wine. And by the way, kudos. I love those people.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to make money hand over fist.
Do you think that like restaurants that are hurting right now are going like, maybe we should just sell all alcohol?
There are places that are doing that kind of thing. Like,
I know there are places selling groceries.
Well, there's a place in Pasadena that sells... It's Gus's. It's great. It's like the best fried chicken in Southern California.
Okay.
And they have this thing. You can buy like a family meal, and they give you, you know, however much chicken and biscuits and sides and stuff. And then you can buy a bottle of their booze from their bar because they have a full bar. They can't sell drinks. So you can buy like Blanton's, like really good booze.
Wow. Great.
And you just buy it with your
I don't know what Blanton's is. I don't know what Blanton's is, but that sounds awesome.
Really good bourbon.
You could have
really
said anything bourbon. Just now. I don't know like really good alcohol at all. So you could have been like, yeah, they got a bottle of Schwitzer's.
I've seen the shit you drink. You're telling the truth. Like you just don't care.
They got the Johnson Brothers. Schmitty's.
Oh, I know how you love the Johnson.
So anyway, Rich last night sent me a text. Can you do 7 tomorrow? Are we doing the podcast? Can you do 7? I said yes and yes. Then today at about 5:30, after I'm planning my whole day for the 7, by the way, at 5:30,
yeah, I get
a text from at 5:30, like, ready when you are. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I got to shuffle some things around, but okay. I'm working my way back to my house. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I gotta go to Silver Lake Wine at 6:15, which I thought was a valid excuse, noble.
Yeah.
And I said, great. So then 6 rolled into 6:15, rolled into 6:30. Finally get a call at about 6:40. And that's living with Rich Spade. That's what it's like.
That's still 20 minutes before. You don't live with me. And that's also 20 minutes before.
Waking up 7. Next to Richard Spade.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, so what happened on your end? You went down to the place.
I was going to get the boys' haircuts, okay? And I know, like, how do you do that in the COVID world? But the two of the three Spate boys are starting to look like merry pranksters. Like, I didn't prep for a long time sans haircut because I didn't know we'd be in lockdown. So.
I bet they look really cool.
No, because there's been minor trims along the way, so they don't look really cool. What's the opposite of really cool? That's what they look like. Because they're kind of a bowl cut gone wrong.
Okay, so they look a little feral.
Two of them. Yeah, man, it ain't great. Okay. And I don't mean Will. I mean cat, you know?
Right.
So, I was going to get a neighbor, and he's cutting his son's hair, and we've been social with those guys. So I thought, well, this will be great. And so I'm take all three boys, you know, Fletch just wanted to watch, but the other two are going to get haircuts. Which is why I moved it to 7, because it was going to be 6 o'clock haircuts, and then we'd start at 7. And at 5:15, Machete pipes up, hey, these better be class A cuts. These better be nice. Not too far over the ear. I don't want the clipper, you know. And I'm like, come on, Machete, really? So I eliminated the whole
thing. So you said no.
Thing.
You said no. So you had a choice, either go up against the machete or retreat. So you retreated.
Hell yeah, I retreated.
Yeah.
And that meant that I didn't get to hang out with my buddy Mark. We were going to have like a socially distanced cocktail.
Oh, that's...
And shoot the breeze.
None of it. But look, put yourself in the machete's boots. Put yourself in the machete's armor.
Those are what spiky boots.
You know, she's none of that is good for her. That's you hanging out with your buddy, probably having a beer.
Definitely having a beer. I'm having a beer now. What's the difference? The only difference is nobody's getting a haircut. I'm talking to you right now. I'm having a beer. The only difference is no one's getting a haircut.
I don't cut hair. That's a diff.
Which clearly is why I'm allowed to talk to you.
Yeah. Always. Turns out that's always what it was. I met this guy, Rob.
I met this guy, Rob.
Does he cut hair? No. All right. He's cool.
Yeah. Plan B for the haircut is me. Old whiskey scissors. That's not, you don't want me doing that. That's a terrible idea. So now.
There's only one worse idea than that is me doing it.
Oh, Shakes Benedict?
Yeah. Shakes McCluskey over here.
Oh, man. No way.
I think every person has a boundary. You know, I think for someone like the machete, the boundary on one end is like hair down to their butts. Like, that's too much for her.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but on the other end, a military cut is like too much. And so she's trying to straddle it in the middle, and she feels like the, you know, for you, it's like, you know, Lord knows my boundaries. You don't want to know my boundaries.
I do, actually. I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to share your boundaries. What are your boundaries?
I thought
you didn't have boundaries.
I don't have any boundaries.
Like doctors without boundaries.
I have no hair boundaries. If I could do whatever I want, I'd really go crazy with my hair.
You're an adult male. You can do whatever you want.
I'm an actor, dude. I'd like to shave a mohawk and dye it blonde. You know what I mean? I'm an actor. You know, so I'm limited in what I can do. I can't, you know, show up on the set of Supernatural with looking like a flock of seagulls.
I think what you've done with your hair is already kind of. I mean, you've already pushed some envelopes. You've done this really stylized kind of thinning circle in the top back. That's edgy.
You're such an asshole. I want to do a separate podcast of people that you abuse. Just
it's gonna be you and you.
No, it's been me. It's the leader of the group is the machete. She leads the circle.
Yeah, but I don't abuse machete. Like that doesn't happen.
You don't abuse her. No, she's what do we have in common? We're both victim is a strong word.
No, here's what you're both bipeds, and that's where the similarities come to a screeching halt.
Acquaintances machete. Of Richards.
Yeah, people who've seen Rich.
Yeah, oh boy, sorry. We got the realism police are out again. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
By the way, hey, you want to know the good news?
What?
You want to hear good news?
What?
Go ahead and play the good news theme song, and I'll tell you.
It's good news theme song. Shockingly, it's coming from Rich.
I think Hank is turning a corner.
On you?
No, just in general. I saw him when I was driving to Silver Lake Wine. I passed Hank and his lovely wife Pam going for a walk. Hank had a big purple face mask on, like you do.
Mm-hmm.
In these good. COVID days, and Pam was masked up,
sporting the colors. He's sporting our university colors.
Oh, that's right, right, right. Yeah. He had a little bit of Northwestern on him. And that's he waved and gave me like a, you go get him, dude, kind of fist in the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Hank, he's coming around, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I always said, give Hank a chance.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you finally came around on him. Took you about three months.
Deadweight Chilton is what you called him.
No, you can't say, there with Hank. He's my people.
I know. You know, I came in the house, I came in the garage, the studio, as it were, after getting all my social haircut plans shot down by the machete.
Yeah.
So I go to Silver Lake Wine to pick up my thing. I'm running late, so I'm getting furious texts from this guy I do a podcast with. He's all up in my chili.
That's
and
not...
And then I come home, and the Spate Boys, all three, are having a full-on wrestling match on the sofa. Their feet inches away from this mic and laptop, which I already had set up so we could start. And I'm like, guys, there's so many other rooms. You decided the best place to wrestle would be right here next to the only things I own that have any value and will break if you kick them. Sigh. boys. Big fat sigh.
Yeah, well, you don't want him to get hurt. That's always frustrating. Well, I sent you one text. I mean, I looked back and it wasn't, yeah, I just said, how we looking? I wrote you, how we looking? And you said you're heading home. There was a line. You said, heading home, there was a line. I said, heading home, does that mean as in getting drunk in the parking lot? Which is, And then you sent a picture.
For me, a picture from the parking lot.
Right, from the parking lot.
Silver Lake Wine.
Proving the point.
Silver Lake Wine, stay drunk all the time, thanks to Rob and Rich.
So what'd you end up getting? What'd you end up getting at Silver Lake Wine?
Oh, well, play the theme song, What Did Rich Get at Silver Lake Wine, and I'll tell you.
Okay, and then we might as well go right into the soundtrack for Silver Lake Wine as our sponsor.
No, don't do them back to back. Okay. Because then people, they don't, they're only here for the tunes. We don't cram them all in at once.
Well, then maybe I'll have already done the theme song when we started talking about it.
All right, whatever. I do your thing.
What was that? What's this song supposed to be?
What did Rich get at Silver Lake Wine? What did he get?
Well, what'd you get?
not gonna tell you. I got another bottle of mezcal.
Good.
Different brand. I don't have it sitting in front of me, so I don't know what to tell you. I can tell you next week. But it's a new mezcal for me. Not the same old mezcal. I got a bottle of tequila. That's ARETTE, añejo. Really good. That's
nice.
The brand.
Sounds good.
And then I got 12 sour beers because, dude, I am in a sour beer tear. I love sour beers.
You're definitely in a sour tear, I'll tell you that.
I knew you were going to say that. Literally, I was like, well, when I say sour beers, Rob will go for the low-hanging fruit of me being sour.
I mean,
and it's
yeah,
just gonna
I might.
Put me in a mood, you know?
I might say it's more like you gave me a layup and, you gave me an assist and I made a layup. It's an easy,
you're only
easy
using
assist.
That analogy because you just finished watching the Jordan video. That's the only
true.
Reason why you're making a basketball.
True.
You just finished the documentary.
True. True. All true. Guilty as charged.
Well.
Yeah. And that's so good. So good, dude. So good. So inspiring. He's just so great.
ESPN's highest viewed documentary ever.
It was terrific. It was really well done, and it's there's something timely about it. Oddly, just I don't know. It's such a different era than we're in now. Different era of sports, different era of society and fame. When Jordan played, there was no Twitter, and he was so unbelievably popular without social media, without really the internet. People were reading papers, but people in China, people in Brazil, people all over the world just knew him and loved the NBA because of it. So it really got the NBA, made the NBA a global sensation. But it's fun to watch. And the way that, the way they break down the games and they have interviews with the players and all that, a game can be made into a cool story, a good story, A good game is like a good story. It's like listening to a book on tape or something.
When you say it's made into a good story, are you mean like the way they did it in this documentary or just in general watching basketball?
This documentary. I'm saying this documentary did such a great job of really, really highlights what's fun about good sports or good games. The documentary really highlighted that, I'm saying, in the editing and the way that they... It's a story.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Even if you're not a sports fan, I think you'd like this documentary.
Man, I watched every single game the Bulls played for 5 years. I mean, I was a massive fan of Jordan.
Me too.
I was a fan of Jordan back when he played at UNC.
Yeah, same.
With Sam Perkins.
That's right.
And I still have the Sports Illustrated cover of them on there. Let me say that again. I have the Sports Illustrated magazine with them on the cover. That's what I'm getting at.
Where is that?
Some box somewhere. But I was a big fan, to the point, I was a big fan.
Yeah.
And I loved watching him play, and honestly, never really watched NBA much after that, although I watched Golden State Warriors, yes, for Steph Curry, but also for Steve Kerr, who's from
right.
that era. Like, well, Steve Kerr was phenomenal.
Then why won't you watch it?
The documentary?
Yeah.
I will. Dude, when have I had internet?
You can't watch Netflix?
Can't watch anything. That's on the internet. I don't know if you know that.
You have no internet right now?
No. That's why I couldn't download the movies you and Calvin sent.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was this bad. I didn't realize you absolutely had no internet, no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. It goes off and on, but it's been no Wi-Fi for several days. I got another guy coming out for a fourth time to see if they can unravel the problem.
That would drive me absolutely nuts.
Dude, you have no idea. That's my day. Today my day was on the phone with Spectrum, on the phone with Netgear, back on the phone with Spectrum, only to find out that they need to send a guy out again for the fourth time. Man, I know everybody I speak to on the phone at Spectrum and everybody comes out to the house, they're lovely people. So this is not an indictment of the people with whom I have done business, but the company in general was ill-suited for
let's do a
what
song.
What hit them?
Let's do a song that's like, Spectrum,
called
you're
Spectrum
not...
Spectrum wasn't ready.
You're not our sponsor, but you're not half bad.
What? But that didn't apply to Spectrum, because Spectrum wasn't ready. I want to hear a theme song called Spectrum Wasn't Ready for the Lockdown, and I'm not sure they're going to be ready anytime soon.
I was responding to the fact that you said everyone you talk to is very nice.
All the people are nice, so write two songs. One song is going to be called Spectrum Wasn't Ready for the Lockdown, and I'm not sure they're going to be ready anytime soon, followed by a song, but everybody who works at Spectrum is a class act, and I appreciate their help. Two songs, song.
But then I got to be careful not to air them back to back, or else I'll get in trouble with the podcast police.
No, you should air though. You should air them back to back.
You just said not to. You said don't. You said no.
Not the Silver Lake wine thing. Don't blow the wine thing. People are in. They come here for the wine thing. They love the Silver Lake wine bit. All right.
Okay.
Just play the damn song.
Spectrum wasn't ready for the lockdown, and I'm not sure they'll be ready anytime soon. But don't you know that everybody who works at Spectrum is a class act, and I appreciate their help.
All right, that was back to back for the first time ever on our podcast.
Ever.
Two back-to-back songs. Two for Tuesday.
Yeah. Two for whatever day.
Except it's actually a Monday. Not that that matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
None of it matters. Oh. Anyway, Jordan, the Jordan documentary, you're going to love it. There's a whole Steve Kerr part. Facts about Steve Kerr I didn't realize. But, you know, like I'm saying.
Like what?
Well, watch the documentary. I'm not going to spoil it.
All right.
You know, but it's like reading a great, to me, it's like reading a great book. Great characters, great story, a great hero.
Yeah.
Couple bad guys. For real, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I feel your pain in terms of the internet Spectrum debacle, because I spent the whole day trying to self-install Ring devices. Now, this is something I've never had before, but I think you have it, the band guys have it, but a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm moving into a house, and...
No, which, just so I know, because...
Oh, boy, here we go.
Before we get into this, uh-huh. Which house are we talking about?
Right,
which,
right.
Can you
the one house.
The one house one... that we're talking about, but not your main compound,
no.
But sort of your secondary.
For those
which
of
one
you,
has the moat?
For those of you who are just joining us, Rich.
Oh, stop it!
You stop it. Rich likes to say I have two houses because I'm renting a house that I'm still in, and I've bought a house that I'm moving into this month. So right now, I've got two houses on the roster: one that I'm renting, one that I'm buying. This is not good.
So wait, you have two houses on the roster? Then where on earth did I come up with the idea that you had two houses?
Crazy. I have this crossover situation that next month will be different. You make it look like I've got a beach house. I'm at the lake house this weekend. It's not like that.
I'm not the one who decided to refer to themselves as a land baron.
This is me taking a drink of my tequila because I can't take it.
You're drinking tequila?
I am drinking. Oh, thanks for asking. I am drinking... tequila and lime-flavored Perrier with a lemon.
Oof. Yikes. Are you doing the lime flavor Perrier? I don't like the lime flavor Perrier. I'm not a lime flavored guy.
Well, you know what?
Do you mix them?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, what do you mean mix them? You mean as opposed to drinking it separate?
Yeah.
No, it's mixed like a mixed drink. No, it's like tequila and soda. Lime, but the lime flavored with the lemon helps. I've got a real lemon up in there, and that helps. Anyway, I'm at my house trying to install this Ring thing. Now, you have Ring, right, Rich?
I do.
Okay, the door in this house is on the street, and then there's this front yard, and then there's the house. But there's like a door on the street that's not attached to the house. It's on a gate. And I'm having trouble running the internet all the way out there. So I keep buying these devices to try to get the, like a mesh device that sends a signal to this.
Mesh device are you using? What are you using?
Deco. DECO, Deco. This segment sponsored by Deco.
This segment brought to you by
Deco. The guy who installed my alarm system was like, I tell all my friends about this thing. It's on Amazon, and he sent me this link for Deco. So I've been buying like five of them just to try to get
DECO.
DECO. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And so if you buy the system, it comes with four, and then I bought one extra to try to get out to the garage. But it was like, it took me forever. Finally got it to work, and now I'm obsessed. You know, every time it says you've got motion at your front door, I'm like watching it like a hawk, like, who is it?
Yeah, that was one of those things where I learned, I mean, because I've got those things aimed everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we've had break-ins.
Right, right.
And so I realized I got to turn off the sensitivity motion because, you know, the motion is the wind blows and they're like, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I installed the lights out back behind the house that come on automatically, whatever. They've got a camera and they keep alerting me every time a bug flies by. So every minute it's like, bzz, bzz, you've got motion in your backyard. What the hell? It's terrifying.
But good for you. You got it going, right?
I got it going, man. It was a big relief. I just like, it's such a, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I got a mesh network myself. So I know the struggle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your life has been that, trying to deal with that.
Oh, dude, that's just my struggle is the internet getting to the house. Like once it's here, I got it kind of nailed down because I've put in new Cat7 cables everywhere and got some Ethernet ports and you know everything. It's the getting the dumb internet to even hit my modem, which is that's why it's a Spectrum thing. It's
So
the
problem is like in the cable.
The problem is somewhere in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, down the block. You know what I mean? Ooh.
How are your neighbors' Wi-Fi?
Crappy.
Oh, they're crappy too.
I mean, Giles Dunning, Baskets DP, and I are constantly that's how we bond. We bond mainly over internet, and I guess our kids, but mainly internet.
It's, you know, I feel your pain. That's the kind of thing that would drive me crazy. It is also such a testament to how dependent we are on that, you know? And I'm not saying that like it's a vice. I'm just saying like our lives are wired. You know, we're just constantly wired, you know, doing our business.
Yeah, and this is what's been happening, right? Like this is the weaknesses that COVID has shined a light on,
right.
Although I'll say first world problem. I'm sure people are out there going like, that's your big worry is internet's? But
I mean, I think, you know, less of a worry is the story I just told about the Ring, like go fuck yourself. But for what you're talking about, I mean, internet's a for real thing. Like you do your business by internet and you, your kids go to school via internet and, you know, you order your groceries via internet. We're doing everything via internet right now, which is also PS. One of the reasons our area is a little slower right now. I've noticed mine's even slower just because everyone's online. But yeah, it's a legitimate thing, man. I mean... You know, we don't have the infrastructure, I think, to handle the demand right now for how many people need it.
Yeah,
I think we could have an upgraded system. I'm going to put that in the suggestion box for the government.
Yeah, do that, man.
Yeah, dear America.
Just next time you see Donald Trump, just slip him a note. You know,
hey Don, if you're listening,
he's handling it well though. We have that going for us.
There's another thing today. He, I don't know much about it. But he says he's taking this drug. Did you hear this?
Oh, he's taking the hydrochloroquine. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
It's a drug that people with lupus take, and other people, it's used for other medical conditions. And early on in this whole process, there was some thought in the medical community that it might be useful, but it hasn't been properly tested. There's nothing to say that it works at all, but literally he was talking about it so much at press conferences.
Yeah.
I gotta assume he owns stock. Nobody else would talk. You wouldn't talk about a drug that has not been tested, and there's nothing to prove that it actually does what you claim it does,
yeah,
unless you want it to sell a lot because it makes you money.
Yeah,
it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because why would he? Yeah, I saw the thing. Where he's like, it's great. It's great. Everybody's taking it. People seem to like it. I'm taking it, which I don't even necessarily believe. But you're right. He was selling it. Well, but on a brighter note,
the Deco M5 stands out as a great value and a great start to a mesh network.
That's what I like.
People will find the speed to be completely adequate, especially with current internet speeds, and will find the Deco M5 to be a great fit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new sponsor who is not giving us any money, all of our sponsors. The good people over at Deco who are protecting Rob's house right now.
Right now,
if you're listening to this in the car and you're driving over to Rob's compound to break in and steal stuff or Rob, well, you turn.
16975 West 3rd
Street. Wait a minute. Hold on. This isn't a security system. Never mind. Steady as she goes, kids. You're good to go. Green light. Go get Bobbo. Put him in a burlap sack. Take him home. I was looking at this like it was a security system. It's just the internet. It means if you want to be able to upload live stream you kidnapping Bobbo, you can. You're gonna have plenty of bandwidth. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
But it is also protecting me.
Well, it's the ring, but they can work around that. They're savvy.
The ring doesn't work without the Wi-Fi, which was my problem today.
They'll get around that ring in a snap. These people who are going to stalk you and show up at your house can get around that ring. I mean, that's nothing. That's taking a fly swatter to a gunfight.
Just a little...
They will be in your yard with a burlap sack getting the dopest Wi-Fi of their life. Uploading... the live stream video of them walking around your compound, you know, paddling across the moat. It's going to be, I mean, you've done everybody a service.
Okay.
Mainly the people breaking into your home.
Just a disclaimer, if you're planning on stalking me, please don't.
I just like that. I thought I was delivering a sobering warning to those Benedict stalkers, and I realized it's not even a speed bump. There's no warning at all. Go have at it. I mean, that's
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I was thinking Deco was like this. I had it in my mind. It was a security system. It's not a security system. It's just Wi-Fi boosting.
Yeah. Did you know that? Yeah.
I got it in my head wrong. So when I was starting the advertisement for the product.
Yes.
I was pitching the wrong thing. Well,
right.
So you need to write the song called Deco, not a security system. It's a Wi-Fi mesh unit. So come on in and steal you a Bobbo.
That's right. Right. We've got nothing against security system. That's just not what we are.
So go ahead and write that song.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
All right. I got a lot of work to do this week, making up for last week.
Deco, it's not a security system, it's a Wi-Fi mesh unit. So come on in and steal Bobbo.
Nicely done, dude. That was good.
Yeah. Last week, not as many songs.
Last week, there weren't enough.
Yeah, last week, there weren't enough. This week, we've got a double album's worth.
I gotta keep you busy, otherwise you go right into the narcotics.
That's true. Also, actually, too late today. Hey, Rich.
Did you do weed? Are you on weed?
No.
I don't know. You said it's too late today. I thought maybe you were doing narcotics.
Is weed a narcotic?
I actually have no idea. It sounds like a narcotic.
Well, let's look it up.
Oh boy, there goes Robbie over to the Google machine.
Yep.
Well, this would take...
Is
this will take too long.
A narcotic?
Are you typing and talking? Hold on.
Yes.
All right, you're going to put in the sound of the typewriter. Yeah, good.
It doesn't work as well when you like say what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. Narcotic. Usually it's referring to opiates and opioids.
Opioids are robotic opiates. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, speaking of, I have a pool at this new house. I'm like you, Rich. I have a pool now.
Are we calling it, because last week you were calling it a moat. Is it pool now?
It's just a pool because I have chlorine in it.
If you take out the gators, it's just a pool.
I took out the gators. I put chlorine in it. It wraps around the house. It's more of a lazy river.
Oh, that's so dope.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you had a lazy river? That'd be the thing to have.
Are you going to say, like me? Because didn't you just say you have a lazy river?
No, I didn't. But anyway, so the bottom of the pool gets very dirty because it's right underneath some trees. And so I went online to look for a pool cleaner. You know, one of those automatic pool cleaner things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I found one that's like a little robot. It's the same price as the others, the old school ones. So I got it. So now I have a little robot that roams around the bottom of the pool.
Rob Benedict has an aquatic robot butler. An underwater robot butler.
I'm cutting it out.
Why? You're not cutting it out. I refuse to let you cut it out. I just put a hex on your cutting out abilities for this segment.
Your powers are no good here.
Listen, you have a robot butler. That's okay. Some people are getting food. And you got a robot butler for your pool.
It's out.
I
decided.
No, it's in. It's officially in. I'm gonna retell this story every episode until you keep it in.
People are already mad enough at me. I saw somebody today ask you in one of your cameo things to
throw you under the bus.
Yeah, I enjoyed your response. I appreciated it. I was like, oh, here we go. I literally recorded it to be like, what did he say about me now? And you made a very funny.
You gotta
joke.
Remind me. What did I say?
They asked you to roast Chuck. Which is the character,
right,
that I play on the Supernatural show, television program. And so you said, well, I'm not going to so much roast Chuck as I think I'd bake him, have a nice sauce.
Yeah, I went with a grill, like a marinade and
grill,
a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. So, oh,
thanks, man.
You know, marijuana is a Schedule I drug, but I don't think refer to that
you
as
scheduled
a
it for one? What does that mean?
I don't know. I've lost focus.
What does Schedule I mean?
It's too many words. Schedule I. There are certain drugs are Schedule I. Certain drugs are Schedule II. Do you want to know what they are?
Sure.
All right. Drug scheduling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the theme song for Rob Benedict's Airtight Drug Schedule. Go.
It's Rob Benedict.
All right, here's the drug schedule. 8 a.m., wake up, start with a shot. No, schedule one.
Suppository.
I start with a suppository, and then I snort just a little bit of coke. Schedule one drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples of schedule one drugs are heroin, LSD, cannabis. So this is from the DEA, but cannabis is legal, so I don't know. Ecstasy, meth, peyote. Those are Schedule I drugs.
Meth is illegal?
Apparently now even meth is illegal.
There's no medical use for meth?
No.
What is science doing with their time?
That dude you knew named Drew, turns out he's lying to you. Yeah, bro.
How could Skeeker be wrong?
Exactly.
Schedule two
drugs are defined as drugs with high potential for abuse, with use potentially leading to severe psychological or physical dependence. These drugs are considered dangerous. They are Vicodin, cocaine, meth, methadone, diluted, did Demerol.
Dilaudid. Dilaudid is Dilaudid.
Dilaudid. Demerol, Oxycontin, fentanyl. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your drugs. Dexedrine, Adderall, and Ritalin. Wow, that's interesting.
Let me tell you something. You got Adderall and Ritalin out real fast. My favorite thing
that's
is...
That's just the Adderall and Ritalin. I talk real fast.
Rob pretending like he doesn't know what a drug is. It's something called marijuana. Marijuana. And Weisky? Is it a...
Ecstasy. Ecstasy?
Molly? Sounds like a young lady. MDMA.
Mudma.
Special K. I thought that was a cereal. Hold on, let me put my readers on. Oh, it's not cola, not Coca-Cola. Cocaine? I've never heard of this.
Schedule three drugs have low potential for psychological dependence. Schedule three drugs are abuse's potential is less than schedule one and two, but more than schedule four. So schedule three drugs would be Tylenol with codeine, ketamine, anabolic steroids, and testosterone. So you can keep taking the steroids, dude.
Yay. it's funny that Tylenol codeine is a thing.
But I mean, that's
I guess that's not, you can't buy that at the pharmacy. You got to be prescribed that, I think.
Right, for sure you do. Schedule four. Schedule four drugs, you're pretty good. It's like low potential for abuse. So Xanax, thank you. Soma, Darvacon, Darvacet, Valium, one please. Ativan, I'm literally drooling.
Talwin, so now we're in your sweet spot, huh?
Oh, yeah. Ambien.
By the way, are you reading or are you placing an order over the phone?
I'm almost done. Yeah, that's right. That's 1456 West 6th Street.
Not the travel size. I want the family size, please.
Yeah.
Of all of these.
Just ring my Ring doorbell.
Do you like drugs that make you go to sleep?
No. I have no problem going
either,
to sleep.
Man. But nobody like on an airplane. I mean like just like...
No, I don't.
In general, do you like drugs that knock you out?
No, and I think one of the reasons is like that, you know, I'm someone who can go to sleep pretty easily. And they make me feel weird, too sleepy.
Yeah, I don't like them either, man. I really don't.
And at the same time, I also don't like drugs that make me feel too uppity. That could freak me out.
Uppity? Like... snooty and rude?
No, not snooty and rude. No, like,
jittery and amped up?
Yeah, like I already am. You mean shaky and insecure?
Just not what I think of when I think of uppity.
You know, as opposed to down. Downity.
I guess so. I like drugs that make me feel all holier than thou.
That's right.
Ill high horse drugs.
Schedule five? So there's one more schedule. Schedule five are drugs with low potential for abuse and consist of preparations containing limited quantities of certain narcotics. Robitussin AC, Lomitol, Motifin, Pareptocolin.
What schedule are these? What schedule?
I don't know. Schedule five.
All right. You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is that I think, and kudos to you because you're artistic, that you wrote a quick little musical bumper for each schedule.
No.
That's awesome. That's so great. It's a bumper. They're not songs. It's just little bumpers. That's great. Clever. You know that people come to the podcast for the tunes, man. Like it's like
everybody's saying, really?
Travel Side Bites.
Really?
I'm doing the Trump thing. You know what I'm hearing is,
you know, everybody's saying.
It's all the, I don't even know. I mean, I'm not gonna name names, but you know, people talking about the tunes.
People are saying. Yeah, well that's good. I haven't looked at our reviews lately. Are people still liking it on the iTunes?
I don't know. I've never read a review, but I hear you read them on the podcast
live on the air.
Well, I'll look for one. I'll look for one while you were gonna. What were
you? Well, while you look for one, I'll do our ad for Alpo. Alpo for Fido, Fifi, and Rover. Strong teeth, healthy coat, brittle bones. Alpo. And if you are their drug lord, Alpo, we appreciate your support and are also very sorry.
You know, I was going to, you know, I tweeted a little blurb from our podcast, like with a little soundbite. And when we talked about Alpo Martinez, and I was gonna, and I hashtagged Alpo, and then I was gonna hashtag Alpo Martinez, and it filled it in for me like that, and it says like 100,000 people are tweeting about this, so I was like, no.
That's not the radar we want to get on.
I didn't.
Hey, Rich, I expanded our audience by one. Also, side note, we're never allowed to do this again under penalty of death in the streets.
Also, side note, I really am being stalked.
Yeah. Mr. Martinez now lives in my house. I live in the car.
Oh, for fuck's sake. They changed iTunes all around. Now I can't find podcasts.
Isn't it that purple microphone? Hello!
Oh, yeah. All right. I just searched podcast. All right. Ah, it's its own program now. Welcome to Apple Podcast. This is a new thing now, Rich. We're doing this for the first time. Welcome to Apple Podcast.
Mine's still a big purple microphone. Well, hello!
That's like Frau Blücher. Every time we say it, we get a hello. Frau Blücher.
Purple microphone. Hello!
All right, here we go. I found it. Oh, ratings and reviews. Let's see. We're getting 5 out of 5, buddy. One person gave us a 4. One person was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Let's read the 4.
How can I?
Give me the 4. Bring on the 4.
I don't know how you go to the.
Let's see. Now I'm on there, too. I'm looking up the reviews. Not my cup of tea. That's one of the headlines.
Could have been.
Are we serious?
Could have been better. What was Rob thinking?
Hashtag why bother? I'm desperate for entertainment during lockdown, but not that desperate.
I thought Rich Spate was somebody else.
When it said Rob and Rich, I thought it was somebody robbing Rich, and that I wanted to hear, but it's just...
No, it says there's one, but actually, no, it's 5 out of 5. There's none. I don't see any.
No, there's got to be a 4.
I don't see any.
I got a scathing rebuke from my mother.
Who? What'd she say?
Didn't like. I left out some key points during the Kenny Rogers tribute. The episode we talked about Kenny Rogers.
Oh, boy.
I left out some Kenny Rogers facts, and it was, I stepped on her toes, so to speak. It was quite the text I got saying, well, you certainly didn't mention, you know, these songwriters who wrote his hits and, a long text. My mom doesn't text me this much material on my birthday.
It meant a lot.
It's a lot. And she just got real mad. And I got out of it the only way I knew how, which was to say, I said all of those things, Mom. Rob cut them out.
Wow.
I didn't know what else to do.
Well, that wasn't...
I didn't...
Nice.
You know.
So what, is there any... Can you make it up now? Can we have a correction and you...
No, because it's nothing we did wrong. I mean, I thought we did a lovely... we talked about Kenny Rogers and pointed out some great tribute songs floating around out there.
Right.
Dedicated to Kenny Rogers and the life and legacy of Kenny Rogers. She was mad I didn't mention Don Schlitz, who's the guy who wrote The Gambler. Now listen, Don Schlitz, a genius, Country Music Hall of Fame songwriter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but you've got to be really looking for a negative in our very positive remembrance of Kenny Rogers and the music of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Now I'm in trouble again because she's going to say, well, why did you mention that?
Right, right.
And
you can't win.
You know.
Can't win.
No, I can't win. Oh. I'm in trouble either way.
Yeah.
I told her you cut it out. You edited it out. I said everything. Mom, it's like you read the script that we write before every episode because they're heavily scripted. And Rob just cut that part out.
Thank God we're being recorded that we don't have to memorize. We're just reading off of a script.
Oh, we couldn't just wing this.
No. No way.
That's ridiculous.
And obviously, it's so, it's so quick.
Oh, man, just so well-oiled. We never step on each other at all. Uh-oh, news from the outside world.
Yay!
Come on in.
News from the world.
Frank Spate and sometimes Fletch.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, news from the outside world being delivered by Fletcher. Fletcher, what's going on?
It's really loud in there, so I wanted to get away.
It's just loud in the kitchen?
Why? Yeah. Why?
Are people fighting?
Yeah.
You can speak freely. Who's fighting?
Steve and Frank.
Steve and Frank are fighting.
Yeah.
Is it a fun fight like you guys are wrestling in here, or is it not a fun fight?
Steve's mad because Mom's letting him play on her phone.
Did you already eat dinner?
No, Mom's making dinner.
What's she making?
Like pot stickers and mushrooms.
The old pot sticker mushroom combo. Boom, boom.
I don't want mushrooms.
All right, well, you probably won't be forced to have mushrooms, although I'm surprised you don't like mushrooms because you're such a fun guy. Hey!
Hey. Well, your A button is really going off today.
No, that's what you're thinking of, my hello button.
Oh,
I'm using my A button with my hello button.
That's right.
You know, it's weird for Fletch because he can't hear you.
Yeah.
So you'll say something and he has no idea. It's just me talking to myself.
It's like you're my translator.
Yeah.
News from the world
with Frank Spate.
Ready?
Hold on. We got to hear it.
Dinner's ready if you want it.
Dinner's ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, come here.
Yeah.
What's dinner?
I don't know.
Pot stickers
and mushrooms, right?
Oh. I'll be in a little bit.
I can't.
Okay. Love you, Dad.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't wait for you to download the movies I sent you that Calvin made with your boys. So good.
I can't wait to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually, when I go send this to you from the office today, tonight, I'll download those
movies.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, I mean he works on them all the time. Like it's just when he's kind of out of things to do, he just opens those movies and kind of tweaks another frame. And I was like,
no, dude, I know from editing. Like
it's not
a ton of work.
It's not. He's not Spielberg. I'm just saying, like, it's so cute to me that he spends so much time on those little movies, which are basically the plot of which are they beat the shit out of each other. That's the plot.
Which is the same plot as John Wick.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
It's what we're referring to are the Spate Boys and Calvin. Really, they're Calvin Benedict Productions. He writes, directs, and shoots and edits these movies. But a lot of times, he'll use the Spate Boys as performers in these just bloodbaths.
Yeah, bloodbaths. And now he figured out how to put fake blood in the scene.
That's cool.
Yeah. So if you hit someone in the face and blood splatters on the lens or whatever, he found
You know what I bought for the house thinking it would be used during COVID? So far, not much, but I bought a green screen.
Hey, what's that for?
So Calvin needs to get boys making movies, so I figured, they could have this same fight in France, under the Eiffel Tower.
Well, Richard, you and I should be doing that too,
Beating each other senseless in Europe?
We're already doing that, but the green screen thing, making little movies back and forth.
I know. It's gone unused, the green screen. It's a crying shame.
It is a crying shame.
It'd be funny if I shot my scene, but I green screened myself into your house, and you green screened yourself.
That's funny.
Into my house. We still didn't green screen ourselves together.
Yeah.
We're sitting.
We're sitting with an empty chair next to us because we beamed ourselves to the wrong place.
Exactly.
That'd be funny. I know we're gonna go soon. I have one more lockdown recommendation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here goes Rob Benedict with his lockdown recommendation. Take it, Robbie.
It's the entertainment lockdown recommendations.
Okay, so after you watch the Jordan documentary, watch the Seinfeld special on Netflix. The Seinfeld, newest Seinfeld stand-up. So good. He's just so funny.
All right.
And he was such an influence on me.
Yep.
And his, you know, and his stand-up and his show, he still got it.
Yeah.
And he's 65 years old, 66, I think. And
wow.
Yeah. And he looks great. And his comedy is so good without being dirty. Not that there's anything wrong with dirty, but I just find it fascinating that he's able to be so funny while keeping it clean. And yeah, check that out.
I will check that out. It'll have to be when the machete is asleep,
right?
Because
she doesn't,
machete don't do stand-up comedy.
She doesn't, eh? She doesn't like that?
Nope. No, no, sir.
Huh.
She doesn't like to see artists out on the stage doing what they do live and unfettered.
Right. Basically, she doesn't like us.
No, she doesn't like us.
She doesn't want to see more
she
of
doesn't
us.
She doesn't like us, but she also doesn't like what we do.
Right. She doesn't like us, but she also doesn't like our faces.
Right, if that makes any sense.
But you should, maybe there's, is there ever downtime while Frank is working on something and you're like 15 minutes just sit next to him?
Yeah, I get quick little snippets of time.
Yeah.
No internet, but.
Oh, right, right, right. Jesus. All right, well, anyway.
Maybe Jerry will drive down the street and, you know, do it in my driveway. You never know.
Just put it in your pipe and smoke it, which is.
That doesn't.
Which is.
That's like telling me to F off. That doesn't make any sense.
Which is a Schedule 6 drug.
Oh, smoking my pipe.
No, just, you know, file it away. That's what I meant to say. File it away for
smoking somewhere. A little Seinfeld.
Well, everybody, that's been our show.
That's it.
We got so high on drugs.
We cashed out the Seinfeld, man. We tapped out the Seinfeld. We cashed it.
Yeah. But we, you know, we talked about drugs. We talked about ring alarms, and
yeah, Rob does not have an alarm system at his house, so go nuts.
Go for it. Ready to be abducted.
I got my kidnapping pants on.
Cut to Rich. I've really been abducted.
Good one, Robbie. And just remember, if you can't find our podcast on your iPhone, just look for the purple microphone. Hello.
I like that. I really like that as a bit. We're keeping that. I do the songs and you do the little comic call outs.
Yes, sir, I do.
You do the Ed McMahons.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. Stay safe out there.
Be safe.
Use your heads. Just use your heads and be mindful and be appreciative and kind to the people that are out there working hard so that the rest of us can live. People in grocery stores.
Yeah, man.
You know,
I think that's important. If you're somebody who's protesting certain things, I get it. We, you know, that's part of your right as an American, free speech. But don't take it out on people who are doing their job.
Yeah.
Or who are doing what they think is in their best interest.
Yeah, healthcare workers.
Somebody's wearing a mask. Don't harass them.
Yeah.
Somebody's wearing a mask and doing a news report. Don't harass them.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch their channel. You don't like their news broadcast? Just don't watch their show.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to harass the people in the streets. So just, you know, everybody be cool, man.
Yeah.
Everybody chill out.
Be.
Everybody pop a little Seinfeld and relax.
Pop a little Seinfeld. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, I will.
All right. That's it then. We'll see you next time.
That's it. We will.
Thanks for being here. Hey, everything's great. And my guest is Richard Spade.